This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome to our coverage of the Alex Murdaugh trial. Interesting courtroom testimony this week. Some would even call it bombshell testimony. On Friday, in the trial of Alex Murdaugh, firearms examiner Paul Greer testifying that the shell casings found near the body of Alex Murdaugh's wife, Maggie, have markings that match shell casings found at their family shooting range on property right there. Greer's testimony is crucial to the prosecutor's case, who alleged Paul and Maggie Murdaugh were murdered at their South Carolina home with a family weapon. Not many murderers tend to show up to homes and see if they can maybe find a gun and maybe some bullets there at the same time. It certainly does not put Alex Murdaugh in a good light. Here's that testimony from this week.
Understanding that those cartridge cases were at marker numbers that were near or around the body of Margaret Murdaugh.
And those would be 300 blackout rounds, is that right?
That's correct. They're 300 blackout caliber.
Or they were spent casings.
Yes, sir. Those are fire cartridge cases.
And states Exhibit 260, items 35 through 39, what are those again?
Those were all fire 300 blackout caliber cartridge cases, head stamped with the S&B logo with the and 300 blackout caliber.
And where were those items recovered?
Listed on our submission documents, those were from the ground at side entrance door.
Have you physically been there to the Mazell property?
Yes, sir, I have.
Are you familiar with the ground at the side entrance door?
Yes, sir, I believe so.
Is that the side entrance that leads into the pool table and the gun room?
Based on my understanding of the scene, yes, sir, I believe that is where those were collected from, near that door that goes into that room.
We have 300 blackout round casings collected from around Maggie's body. And we have 300 casings collected from the house. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And do you have any notes? Did you take any contemporaneous notes on the condition of your items 35 to 39, those collected at the side of the house?
Yes, sir, I do believe so. I'm going to reference my case file here to confirm.
Would referencing your file help you refresh your memory on that matter?
Yes, sir, it would. During my examination, when I looked at items 35 through 39, which were those were recovered near that door area, I did note that they were tarnished and weathered in my case file.
Mr. Greer, tell us what you found concerning those items.
Based on my examination, it was determined that items 2 through 7, 35 through 37, and 39 had matching mechanism marks, and it was concluded that those items had been loaded into, extracted, and ejected from the same firearm at some previous time.
So if I understand it correctly, the items collected right by Maggie had been loaded into, extracted to, and ejected by the same firearm that items were picked up by the side of the house.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Additional items were collected as well, and did you have an opportunity to analyze those?
Yes, sir, I did.
And identify the sled item numbers, and then we'll identify the state's exhibit numbers.
Those were sled items number 108, 113, 116, 117, and 122.
Handing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 261, which includes various items. And what are they again?
Yes, sir. This is a container that contains multiple 300 blackout caliber cartridge cases and fired 12-gauge shot shells.
And in that collective bin include 300 blackout rounds of the items you just listed?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, tell us what your findings were for those items. Where were these collected?
Based on the submission documentation, those were collected from areas such as to the left of a shooting chair near field, from a right corner near field, from in front of a shooter's chair, under a table. Would you like me to identify each location?
For those items, have you had an opportunity to review some body-worn camera footage and evidence and kind of identify what that actually meant?
Oh, yes, sir.
What and generally, when it says left leg and right leg and near the front or back, what is it talking about?
It appears that there's some type of shooting area that those were collected from.
Okay. What were your findings concerning those items?
It was determined that those items, and to include items 108, 113, 116, 117, and 122, also had those same matching mechanism marks, to conclude that they had been loaded into, extracted, and ejected from the same firearm as those at the crime scene around Margaret Murdoch's body, and those several recovered from the home.
So the items collected around Margaret Murdoch's body matched the items collected outside the house, which matched items that were collected in the field at the shooting range.
Yes, sir. I was able to identify that the cartridge cases recovered, items 2 through 7 near the body, did have matching mechanism marks with several of the items from the area around the home and those in the shooting field, and several of those in the shooting field, to conclude that some of those had been, that those had been loaded into, extracted, and ejected from the same firearm at some previous time.
So I'm going to reference slide item 8. That would be state's item 250, state's exhibit 250. I'm going to put it on the screen. What is that item again? Remind us, please.
Sled item 8 was one fired bullet, determined to be 300 blackout caliber, listed as near tire impression at marker 8.
Recovered from the scene?
Yes, sir, at marker 8.
Is that a fired projectile?
Yes, sir, that is a fired bullet.
Is that, how much does that bullet weigh?
According to my notes, when I weighed that projectile, it weighed approximately 147.4 grains.
I'm handing you what's marked as Exhibit 213. Remind us again what that is.
State's Exhibit 213 appears to be an ammunition box marked cellular and below and 300 blackout caliber.
What are the grains indicated on that box?
On the side of this box, it has information about the projectile, and it says 147 grains on the side.
Is State's Exhibit up on the Alamo, is that consistent with a 147 grain projectile?
Yes, sir. That bullet appears to be intact. And based on my examination and looking at these fired bullets as a part of an examination, I would say that would be consistent with having being 147 grains.
Did you have an opportunity to inspect sled item 12.
Yes, sir, I did.
Tell us your results of that.
Sled item 12 was one fired bullet, determined to also be 300, most consistent with being 300 blackout caliber, and it was listed as from bedding inside doghouse.
And did you have an opportunity to weigh that projectile?
Yes, sir, I did.
And what was the results of that?
When I weighed that projectile, it was approximately 146.8 grains.
Is that consistent with the 147-grain unfired ammunition?
Yes, sir. I would say that would be consistent with 147 grains.
Agent Greer, lastly, I'm going to show you what's been marked as state and entered into evidence as state's exhibit 143, 144, 148, and 150. Could you please remove those collectively and let me know if you are familiar with the make and manufacture of those items?
State's Exhibit 143 is a 12-gauge federal shot shell. It says federal premium double lock buck 3-inch magnum on the shell, on the side of the shell. State's Exhibit 144 is also a 12-gauge federal shot shell. On the side of it, it says federal premium double lock buck 3-inch magnum. State's Exhibit 148 is also a 12-gauge federal shot shell. On the side of it, it says federal premium double lock buck 3-inch magnum. And State's Exhibit 150 is also a 12-gauge federal shot shell with the same information of federal premium double lock buck 3-inch magnum.
Are all of those four exhibits that you just reviewed of the same manufacturer and same make and model?
Yes, sir. They appear to have the same information and also in their case, in their construction as well.
If I use one for demonstrative purposes, all the rest are the same?
Yes, sir. They appear to be all consistent.
Showing you what you just identified, this would be States 143. Is this the item you just looked at, Mr. Greer?
Yes, sir.
Showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 34. Remind me again which item that is. Sled item 9?
State's Exhibit 34 was sled item 9. That's correct.
And what's the make and model of that?
Sled item 9, State's Exhibit 34 was a fired 12-gauge shot shell. With the federal premium double lock buck 3-inch magnum, red in color.
Showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 399. This would be, where's item 9 from?
Item 9 is listed as from marker 9. And again, based on my understanding of the crime scene document, that was near or around the feed room.
And marked as State's Exhibit 399. Sled item 22.7, where is that item from?
Sled item 22.7, State's Exhibit 399, was the unfired 12-gauge shot shell that was originally submitted as item 22 with the camouflage Benelli shotgun.
State's item 4, and you've already reviewed this. Exhibit 4 for the state, 22 for you. Is that the same shotgun that you're referring to?
Yes, sir. This is my item 22 shotgun.
Camouflage Benelli Super Black Eagle 3. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And all those items are of the same model and manufacturer, is that correct?
Yes, sir, they all appear to have the same head stamp information and information on the side of the shell, and their case construction all appears to be consistent.
Reference your item 10 now. Well, first, let me collectively hand you what's been marked as State's Exhibits 145, 146, 147, and 149 collectively. Please take them out individually, review them. Let me know if you recall what they are. Make and model, make and manufacture is what I'm interested in.
State's Exhibit 145, it's head stamp Winchester 12 gauge with dry lock 3-inch and a 2 on the shell. State's Exhibit 146 is head stamp Winchester 12 gauge. On the shell it says dry lock, 3-inch number 2. State's Exhibit 147 is head stamp Winchester 12 gauge. On the shell, dry lock, 3-inch, number 2. And State's Exhibit 149, head stamp Winchester 12 gauge. On the shell, dry lock, 3-inch, number 2.
Can you indicate where those items were recovered?
Based on the packaging.
What is the packaging? Where does the packaging indicate those items were recovered?
The packaging for State's Exhibit 145 says from a state box on bookshelf in gun room. State's Exhibit 146 says from Kent box on bookshelf in gun room. State's Exhibit 147 says from nightstand in Paul's room. And State's Exhibit 149 says from a state box on bookshelf in gun room.
I'm going to hand you what's been marked and identified as State's Exhibit 33, slot item 10. Where was that located?
Sled item 10, again, was a fired 12-gauge shot shell, head stamp Winchester 12-gauge on the side, dry lock, 3-inch, number 2. And that was located at marker 10, which, again, based on my understanding, was near that feed room.
Identify, please, the make and manufacturer of that item.
Yes, sir. It was head stamp Winchester 12-gauge, and on the shell it says dry lock, 3-inch, two.
Is that consistent with the make and manufacture of all the other items you just reviewed?
Yes, sir, it is.
Are those all the items you just reviewed, Mr. Greer?
Yes, sir.
All right, no further questions from the state.
Another slam to the prosecution of the case of Alec Murdaugh. Many pieces of evidence coming out this week that clearly conflict with Alec's story, including his location at the time of the murders, and now there's the family weapons and the bullets being confirmed by a weapons expert to be from the family's massive weapon and bullet stash. That's what we have for you right now. We'll, of course, keep you up to date right here with more updates as we have them. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of that and conversation on the case. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.